Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throw Hogan to Police. Everyone, how Profile This is played.
Sure, Kay and Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. 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 And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Nathan, you understand how this here game is played.
I do. I just want to say it was good seeing
you. You do? You just want to say what?
Uh-oh.
And he's gone. You got to be kidding me.
Nathan.
Hello?
Oh, there he is.
Okay.
So you just wanted to say what now, Nathan?
Oh, I just want to say it was an awesome turnout for Kevin at Elko the other day. It was good to see you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Nathan. Today, you have your choice of one of three categories. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
Ooh. Okay, let's go with Animalize This. That's got a good one.
Wildlife rescuers up the road in British Columbia. They are caring for an animal that stowed away in a wrecked plane for a trip via helicopter, boat, and trailer. The Interior Wildlife Rehabilitation Society said it is frequently contacted to remove stowaway animals from cars, but this situation on a plane was, quote, unique. According to them, they said a wreck recovery company transported a wrecked plane from Mackenzie, Canada, to Kelowna, Canada, a distance of about 538 miles. And they did this via helicopter, then boat, then trailer. Well, it was only once the wreckage was being unloaded into the company's flat deck that the animal was found hiding underneath the pilot's seat, and they realized this thing has been here for the entire journey. According to the Interior Wildlife, they said, quote, with the help of our supporting veterinarian, we lightly sedated the animal into its rear end, and then they point out the only reason we did it in its butt is because it's the only spot we could get to through the small plane window. We then pulled the animal out very gently by the front arms, and a few minutes later, he was safe, and we took him to a place to be rehabilitated. The question is, what is this stowaway animal that traveled 538 miles, again, via helicopter, boat, and trailer? Was it a porcupine? Was it a skunk? Was it a fox or was it a python? So porcupine, skunk, fox, or python.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, I thought you said an erect plane. And I was quite confused.
And trust me, when I said the word out loud, I'm like, I really would. Erect W-R-E-C-K. Yeah, trust me. I thought the same thing when I said it.
Nathan, I'm taking a skunk.
Yeah? Well, I was thinking of that, but I might go porcupine just because there are not as many areas for them to, you know, get the sedation syringe in. And snakes don't have arms. And
I'm glad you noticed that.
Rear-end, but,
yeah.
You know, snakes don't have arms.
They don't. I think they used to. I don't know. I'll just say it's a fox.
Fox.
Okay.
What was stowed away? Are you going porcupine? Is that your final answer?
Yes, sir.
What was stowed away there in that airplane? Porcupine, skunk, fox, or python? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories that analyze this on Profile This. We had to BC up north, where a team that went in to basically collect a wrecked aircraft had to take the contents of that like two or three different ways. But either way, they figured out by the time that they finally got to the destination where they were taking this plane.
Yeah.
There was actually an animal within the aircraft located under the pilot's seat.
Yes.
Which they then tranquilized and successfully removed. Question is, was that a porcupine, a skunk, a fox, or a python?
Yes, indeed. And Nathan, that's the question that we posed to you. But let us start with Miles Montgomery. Mm. Went with the skunk.
Yes.
It was not a skunk, although I do feel like that is a very good guess. Like, let's be gentle about this. B.T. Smith, you went with a fox. Got bad news. I was not on that flight, Ted. It was not a fox. And that leaves you, Nathan.
Good for me.
You went with the porcupine.
Okay.
And you are correct.
Nice job. Oh, nice job.
Yeah, they said it was a delicate operation.
Yeah, it was.
Well, the thing. They said they saw it and they're like, oh, F. I mean, like, what do we do, man? And as it turns out, the one little window they could get access to it, that's where the thing's ass was. So, like, it's better to do it that way because their fear was if the porcupine were facing them, whether you know this or not, they can kind of launch quills, right? So if it's facing when it feels threatened, it can shoot them a certain distance of feet. And they were like, we didn't want that. So luckily, it was the ass end facing the window. We tranquilized a porcupine.
You ever see those videos of, like, the little, I don't know, a cub, lion cub? And it clearly does not know what it's doing yet, and it's just got quills all in its mouth.
Oh, God, I've seen
that. It's like, oh, the little baby one made a mistake.
Yeah, I've seen dogs. I've seen a lot of dogs. Like, dude, after the first bite, maybe stop. But dogs are like, nah, I'm going to get this.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! You know, usually I like to start with some stuff I've been watching lately. I don't know. How do you guys, if something's 5 out of 10, What does that make you feel?
To me, it just means it's exactly what you expect. It's fine. It's like a ham and cheese sandwich, right? It's not going to be great. It's not going to be bad. It's ham and cheese. It's 5 out of 10.
It's not going to be a masterpiece. It's going to be good.
Yeah. It's fine.
Party pizza. Right. 5 out of 10 every time.
Right. It's fine.
All right.
It'll do the trick.
Well, Saturday. Well, first of all, I would recommend. You could tell by the stuff I'm about to tell you right now. I had an incredibly exciting weekend. Friday night, I was watching some of the I Almost Got Away With It, which is a very good show. God, it's an hour long.
Sucked into that.
I got sucked into 3 episodes of it. And then I told Mike I was really pissed off on Saturday, and my buddies were like, "What? How did this show piss you off?" I said, "The one guy has escaped jail twice.
All right.
You know how they caught him, Miles? This is a stupid dope head that mixed up his uppers from his downers and just swallowed a bunch of them at the same time and like basically fell asleep on a. They were like, there he is. Because he took all the downers.
Come on, man. You're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah. And I just couldn't get over it. How can you be smart enough to sneak out of jail twice and be that bad of a dope head?
I know someone who's very close to me. She has a very early morning job. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she was, last time we were hanging out, she goes, I have pills that look very similar.
Uh-oh.
And one is a vitamin, and the other one is a melatonin. And she wakes up at like 5:30 in the morning to go to work.
Tell me she popped a melatonin.
She popped a melatonin.
5 a.m.
She got to work, and she was like, oh. And she's a high school teacher. She's like, oh, no. Like, that was a dumb move. Like, should have paid attention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now she's just chugging coffee.
Like the rest of us grown-ups. Get them in a chewable.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
It's hard.
The vitamins or the melatonin?
The melatonin. My prescriptions are tough. There is a lot of vitamins now. Thankfully, there's a movement. They get more. There's a lot of people like me that hate swallowing stuff.
Yeah.
So you can find more of them. You got to do a little hunting around. I had to go to a lot of like health food stores to find certain supplements that you could have chewable. But I found them. So I watched that on Friday night. Got up Saturday. Did anybody else in here get fired up for the Champions League final? The Kings of Europe for soccer.
No.
Nope.
Not shocked. Don't worry. You didn't miss much. Paris Saint-Germain just went out there and absolutely drubbed Inter Milan, like 5-0. So then that night, I watched Napoleon. I love history.
Was that the Joaquin?
Correct. Phoenix.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix, right.
So it's like 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. And I know Miles and I bring this up all the time. I'm always like, I'm not going to sit here and watch 2.5 hours movie. I said, you know what? I like history. I'm going to watch it. But again, it's like a 5 out of 10. And somebody said, would you recommend it? I said, yeah. It just focuses a lot more, like, kind of his love life and inner workings.
Yeah,
I needed more battle scenes. And then, frankly, at the end of it, they kind of rattled off some of the stats. And I'm like, I always thought of Napoleon, whether he's a dictator or not, like a good strategic
That's war. What you imagine, yeah.
You look at some of the losses they were taking in those wars, and I'm like, I don't know that he was that good.
Oh, really?
So he was just dumping a lot of bodies at it. But, you know, like I said, it's 2.5 hours. If you like history, I'd say it's probably good enough, but I don't know. Nothing to write home about. So like I said, it's 5 out of 10.
Yeah, 5 out of 10, that's not a sales pitch.
Also, like, we're kind of getting to a little bit of dry period here because the Pacers won the Eastern Conference Final on Saturday. I mean, they absolutely just kicked the crap out of the Knicks.
Yes.
The Knicks just can't seem to put together a third quarter.
But aren't you glad?
I am. Now I'm just a little bummed because it could have been a game 7 tonight, but you're right.
Sure.
The Knicks fans would have been obnoxious. Good for the Pacers. I think, look, I was going to cheer for whoever came out of the East just because I don't like Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
But now that you have the Pacers, who I think have only been to one finals once, they've never won a championship.
Mm-hmm. I think Reggie Miller might have lost to Michael Jordan or something like that.
I think you might be right.
Well, he couldn't have lost to Michael Jordan in the finals. They're both in the East.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, well, then that wasn't it.
Yeah, that was the team that stopped him at the time. I do think it's good that the two best teams in the league are in it. I mean, from the standpoint of how they played all year. Both those teams were the best.
Yeah, well, I thought Cleveland was the number one seed.
Maybe so.
In the East.
Maybe Cleveland.
Here's the deal. You just got to figure out some way to match up with OKC, which is just tough.
Yeah.
They're just a good club.
You're 100% correct.
I know. That's the issue.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah, we were talking about like who matches up better with them, the Knicks or the Pacers. I'm like, I think the Pacers are going to win the conference. I don't know that anybody really matches up that well with OKC.
No.
And again, if it wasn't for the fact that franchise used to be the Sonics, they'd be easier to like. And you'd be like, they're doing it the right way. But
agreed.
not watching
this
that.
This is pure spite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no bones about it. F you, lose.
And then I know I'm talking into a complete void here, but college baseball, you can't have 10-minute reviews. I was watching.
What are they reviewing?
A play at the plate.
Was this the girls' softball?
No. This was men's baseball. Oregon was losing at home to Utah Valley. There's a play at the plate. I want to say Duke yesterday ended up winning their regional on some replay that took 7 minutes or whatever. It's like, I get why people like replay, but it drives you up a wall.
What's and I'm just like,
college baseball. The NFL doesn't take 10 minutes. You're college baseball. Outside of the psychos of my family, I don't know a lot of people watching this right now. Maybe speed it up.
Did you see the women's soccer or softball? I did not see the game.
So they're in the World Series, I believe, already.
And so a team won. I don't remember the entire scenario, but the team won. Maybe it was like, whatever the case is, this chick rounds the bases, obviously, because she had hit a home run. So she's hitting all the bases. They don't have to throw her out, nothing like that. And her team is waiting for her at home plate. And when you watch it real time, she goes there and they're all jumping around doing the thing you do when you win a championship. When I went back and looked, she never touched home plate with her foot. Because she's jogging in and she jumps like to her team, but ends up going over top of the plate. And I want to say they spent 13 minutes on this. Like I said, I did not see it real time. Okay, so 13 minutes. The conclusion they came to, and Grant, I saw the clip once. You're not a rocket scientist to figure out. She doesn't touch the plate.
Yeah.
You know how we know? Because we're looking at her feet. She never touches home plate. So I don't know what took 13 minutes. But at the end of their 13 minutes, to talk about the fact that she never actually touched home plate, they gave her the run anyway. And her team won.
Yeah, because it's right.
Like,
what is
the purpose of reviewing it?
Right,
if in the
and
end,
I'm
like,
fine
she
with
didn't,
that, right? Like, we all know she hit a home run. Yeah. Just let it go. But you're right. Why spend that much time?
Why'd you spend 13
And again,
minutes?
You're not talking about the NFL or the NBA or hockey. We were talking about fringe sports here. You have the nation's audience, like the captive audience. Like, don't take that long.
No.
Don't
screw it up.
All right. This is kind of a weird list here. Celebrities that are kissers. Good kissers, bad kissers.
Okay.
I know.
How do they do this research?
I think talking to all of their co-stars.
Come here for a minute.
So there's it's a pop culture website. They've been asking fans to rate celebrity kissers from personal experience. They even say here, we have no idea if these are true or not.
Okay.
This is completely speculation.
So they're saying from personal experience.
Right. So like if somebody would have to be like, no, I've kissed Steve the Thrill Hill. I know this. Or I've kissed Mike Hawk.
Right.
Right. So we're
easy.
We're gonna trust them, but it's all legend.
Right.
Jesus.
You'd think that they would go to the celebrities that they were on scene.
On camera with.
Because there's a lot of testimonial about that. From, you know, they've asked actors and actresses, like, who is your favorite and who's your least favorite? And they'll dime them right out. Right
the
there.
Person I read that was very good at, and this is years ago, nothing to do with this survey, and I can't remember the actress they were talking to. Of course, they said this guy kissed really well, and it just irritated me, but it was Matthew McConaughey.
I'm like, of course he's a great kisser.
He knows how to romance
Hey, I know what to do with that tongue. I'm like, of course you do.
Kissing's tough, too. So I feel like it's just kind of up to what you like.
What you,
you don't know.
But also, when it's on camera, you know, I know we're trying to pretend like this is romantic, whatever the case is, but like, I'm not feeling it the same way.
Yeah, I don't know that I really want to romantically kiss somebody. I mean, it's not. But like, on camera, if I'm not really into it, it'd be hard to give them my full effort.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But the thing is, it looks bad if you do. You know, I'd say if I'm a co-star attractive, this is the scene. We get handsy and do this thing.
Yeah.
She might yell at, hey, cut. Hey, man.
you might have a really weird look on your face.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Eyes closed. You don't know what you look like when you're kissing.
What if I'm a bad guy and I force the kiss on him?
Well, everybody
they
says,
probably do the best one.
Everybody says practice like you play, but nobody, there's hard, you can't make 100%
And every
practice.
Game's very different.
Not going open mouth on screen here.
What about the actress? You like Halibut Head? What's her face?
Yeah, you know what? I would
go open mouth.
I'd back on that. I'd back on that.
I can't remember her name.
Yeah, Joy? Anya Taylor-Joy.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Keep her name out your mouth, man.
I called her Halibut Head.
So somebody, and I'm guessing this from back in the day, they say Steven Tyler, great kisser.
Okay. His mouth is so big, he can't help it.
Now, this is why I believe this one. It says, mid-makeout, he stopped to meow at me multiple times.
I believe that.
Right? Some of these details, you're like, that's pretty specific.
That fits.
Keith Richards.
Again, this one doesn't shock me. Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
Top three best kissers ever. Very passionate and sweet.
He's a girl's guy. That doesn't shock me.
He wants to make out with it.
You're damn right. And they want to make out with him. Uh-huh. He is daddy right now.
All right. This one again. This one's super creepy. Don't matter the messenger. Florence Pugh.
Pew.
They say a friend told me. A friend said she was such a good kisser that it turned him into a stalker.
Oh, damn.
Come on.
Wow.
I mean, it's a compliment, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe.
She's attractive.
Actually, one of the best quotes I heard is George C. Scott, you know, 1,000 years ago. But they were asking him about doing nude scenes. And he goes, like, man, it is what it is. But what I figured out by, like, my fifth movie, he goes, when we're about to shoot that scene, I always look at the actress and I say, I apologize if I get an erection, and I apologize if I don't.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's like, you ain't going to win either way.
That's Kate Winslet on the, I don't know, this might be alleged at this point, but when she did Titanic with Leo DiCaprio,
yeah.
Apparently she showed up right in front of him just like, let's get this out of the way, bam, and just freaking
dropped
it.
That's what I heard.
Right,
she just dropped it.
Yeah.
Some of the kind of
funny. And he's like, don't worry, you're too old for me.
Some of the funnier ones.
You're like 23 right now.
Won't shock you. Johnny Knoxville.
Bad kisser.
They said 10 out of 10. Great kisser, incredible in bed, really good with his hands.
Good man.
That doesn't shock me. Now, on the other end, Vin Diesel. Worst kisser you could ever imagine.
Hey, bring it in.
I'm Brute.
Yeah, she said, one of those guys that had crusties on the side of his mouth. Sloppy,
thrush.
Wet, lots of tongue.
Oh, man.
Ew.
Thrush.
God. Clean your mouth, man.
Lips always smack when they talk. You can see the web in the corner moving back and forth. The one little string hanging on.
Family.
This one shouldn't shock you. Michael Phelps. Best sex ever.
Well,
he was kind of kinky. He smelled like chlorine.
Mildew.
They said he was ready to go like 6 times in one night. Damn. An Olympian in every way.
I was about to say, was this fresh out of the Olympics when they're all randy and he's ready to go?
God. I know Chris, vodka and chlorine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she smelled like.
Vodka and chlorine.
Vodka and chlorine.
What
we
a
only
combo.
Hook up when she drank. And then she was in the pool all the time.
Smells like
skin.
It.
Her skin was really, really oily.
Yep, it's in her
almost
hair.
Like you could, almost like you could just slide off of her accidentally.
Jesus. She a snake?
No, her skin was so oily.
Well, she had like great shape.
I like that Miles defended that. No, she wasn't a snake.
No, man.
No.
Oh.
All right. What do you
ask? Vodka and chlorine, though. It's weird to say.
Sounds like every girl I've ever been on vacation with.
What kind of vodka?
Whatever was cheap. Probably.
Some woman said Morgan Wallen's a terrible kisser, but...
That sounds like scorn.
He's so popular right now, it's kind of cool to hate. It's
you guys are insisting that he's a good kisser because you're fans.
I'm not saying he's a good kisser. I'm just...
You believe that he's probably a good kisser.
He's an F-boy, man. He goes and he nails whatever he wants to and then
he doesn't
on.
Have to be a good kisser.
Exactly.
If yeah, like not, that's, I would say that's more of it. Like, at his stage of his career, I don't know that he... I'm with Mike. I don't know that he cares.
Nah.
Like, what, is it going to stop Morgan Wallen
from getting laid? About anything.
Yeah, I mean, take any rock star. I know he's a country guy, but take any rock star. It's like, just law of averages. They're not going to hit it out of the park every time.
That man can cast a net on Broadway and pull up 6.
I swear to God, I don't care that much. So I get worked up there.
Easy,
Ted. I know, I got to come. Look, you try kissing all those girls.
On that man.
I feel bad for him.
Lips are raw.
Jesus, man. The man's trying. I don't know. Watch something.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Authorities say to lock your car because of bears. After a bear breaks into a locked car.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a bear in Florida goes swimming and takes a nap before heading to the bar. Man breaks out of prison using a farm tractor to escape. Jersey man trying to steal a tire off a cop's car should have been in better shape. And a home store advertises a storage unit so easy, a woman could set it up. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We go to Newark, where targets need to be chosen more carefully. Around 4 in the morning, a man went out to his car to find another man attempting to steal his tires. He confronted him, and a scuffle ensued, but what the tire thief didn't know is that he chose a bad target for his thievery, as the car that he was stealing the tires off of belonged to an off-duty police officer. A patrolling officer was flagged down while the two wrestled each other, and they were able to break up the action, arresting the man and taking the other to the hospital for minor injuries. Good work.
Oops.
Oopsie-daisy, that's a cop. In other news, over in the UK, a local DIY furniture store had to issue an apology. B&Q, think of them like the UK's Home Depot, kind of like an IKEA also.
All right.
Felt the need to rethink the marketing around one of their cabinets available to customers. It's a simple DIY construction piece that's a tall storage cabinet, perfect for saving space, with a slim design to fit in almost any corner. And is, quote,
easy to assemble, even if you're a girl. That's a quote. This had a bit of an adverse reaction from the general public as they issued an apology to those offended by their choice of words, chalking it up to the poor choices of a third-party seller. And the listing was
removed. Yeah, everything's third-party.
So easy, you can put it together if you're a girl.
What was it, a tent?
No, it was just cabinets. It was shelves.
Huh, man, it must be easy.
I mean, my girl's never put together shelves.
Yeah, but she could do this one.
That's right. She just watched even her. I've done it. Honey, we're getting new shelves. You're putting them together.
Hey, baby, the game's on. I'm going to watch that. You put the shelves together.
Don't worry. The label says you can.
Right? Label says you're on it.
That's right. Have at it. Hey, crack a beer while you're doing it.
I was going to say, let me get a cold one for you. Tackle this project.
Speaking of tackling, kickoff. Hang on. Between quarters, I'll make you a sandwich. There you go. Oh, dear. To Australia.
I'm sorry, that one made me chuckle.
That's unbelievable the dude just put it in there.
I know.
Even a broad can do it.
Yeah, you know these dudes. Yeah.
They can read instructions now, so
see?
You just put one in front of the other.
Men don't need instructions.
That's right. Don't worry, it doesn't need all the tools and whatnot. Just click the pieces together like Legos. To Australia, where they need the public's help. A local correctional facility is on the lookout for an escaped convict after he was discovered to be missing after failing to appear for a head count. They believe that he was working on the prison farm, conducting duties at the correctional center using a tractor that they have on site, which is now missing as well, allegedly using the tractor to orchestrate his escape. He was last seen around 10:30 that morning, and they're asking the public's help to call authorities if they spot him.
Brother escaped on a tractor.
I know.
A tractor.
Look, I understand that it is a motorized vehicle and they do have a certain amount of speed to them.
A certain amount?
Yes. Nobody was watching this dude on a tractor.
On a tractor. Like, that is your escape vehicle. I'd have been the guy like, bro, we have planned this escape. You're telling all I said was get a vehicle, you got a tractor.
Right. Exactly.
That's what you got.
So meanwhile, Ted's freaking out about a guy who's smart enough to bust out of jail twice. I'm like, isn't that hard? Yeah, maybe not. Depends on where you're at, I guess. Bit of a terrifying story out of Connecticut. A family is being used as a cautionary tale for locals, though I'm not sure what else people can do. Photos were shared to social media of damage that a family car sustained thanks to a bear that wanted inside. They believe that the bear managed to smash through the window and proceed to tear the door off of the car in order to get in. Local authorities reminded people of the importance of keeping their doors locked this time of year as the bears roam around looking for food. The family comments that their doors were locked at the time of the encounter.
Jesus.
No, luckily nobody was inside. If a bear wants in, they're
going
to get in.
That's
why around Yellowstone and wherever else you might encounter a bear in the wild, they tell you not to feed them because they are horrifically strong.
Yeah. Have you seen a bear just when it wants to get in the car?
Right.
It just takes its paw, slaps the window. The window completely shatters and they climb in and get what they want. Correct. Locking your door doesn't do anything.
They rip the damn thing off. If you look at the carnage on this thing,
right.
it looks like, you know, you remember back in the days when the Seahawks were in the Super Bowl, they had that big old crane that would like tear and rip apart cars and whatnot.
Yeah.
It looked like one of those went to town on this damn thing.
Yep.
And it's a little ominous that it's next to the, you know, kid's seat in the car. Like, that's not okay.
Well, same thing with like your front door.
Right.
The short bear that wants it. Basically, they headbutt it. I mean, your door's off the hinges.
Exactly.
Man.
Explosively so. Yeah.
Lock your door, though.
But on a lighter note,
thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Florida, where construction sites are bound to have squatters. A crew arrived on the job at a home that they were building to find out that it had someone sleeping inside. A different black bear that had taken up shelter in one of the large empty spaces in the home.
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
They assumed that the bear had gone swimming in the Gulf and was sleeping it off inside of the house. They called Fish and Wildlife, who were able to relocate the bear without incident, but that did not stop the crew from snapping a shot and sharing it on social media.
Of course.
I mean, it's kind of nice. The guy's just like, he's broadside. He's just laying down there like a dog.
Take it while he's asleep.
Exactly.
If you're going to do it now.
Right. Dude, can you imagine? Because it looked like it was in a bathroom that they were building or something like that. Can you imagine going into a house under construction, going around a corner, and there's a bear just...
In any scenario that is not me out in the wilderness, no.
Like, imagine walking into work, we open the studio door.
Oh!
Jesus!
Exactly. I would wake the bear up, because that would be my reaction. Like, goo!
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't do it on purpose.
What the hell are all the bears in Florida?
I don't know, dude.
They're tons.
They're all in the Gulf.
They have a huge coat. Like, move north. Like, you're overdressed.
They just swim in the Gulf.
You're overdressed.
Well, actually, enjoy this weather.
It's going to be bro.
Jesus.
I'm here for the beaches.
As far as the men's room the sports, beaches. The Mariners managed to hold the Twins at bay over the weekend.
I love the beaches of Florida.
Local Bears. The Mariners took the series 2-1 against the Twins there. They also made an announcement for plans for next year, proudly announcing that they will be retiring the number of another great in 2026. Randy Johnson's number will join the other retired numbers hanging in center field, which include Jackie Robinson, Ken Griffey Jr., Edgar Martinez, and later on this year, Ichiro Suzuki.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
The problem is, fellas, is that Ichiro's number is 51. Randy Johnson's number is 51.
So how do they do that? Just have two 51s?
I think they're going to have two 51s. But I posed this question a while back when Ichiro finally left. I was like, we have to retire Ichiro's number. But do you retire 51 under Randy Johnson or under Ichiro? Sounds like we have our answer.
Both.
Mm-hmm. Mariners are off tonight, as are the Stanley Cup and NBA Finals, but you do have some baseball on MLB and college tournament baseball and softball over on ESPN. As far as your weather, we got a little bit of cloud cover tonight, bringing things down to a low of 50, and that'll open it up for tomorrow, where we can expect a beautiful, sunny 73-degree day, and that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
The top rock bands for every letter of the alphabet. Coming up tomorrow, we'll sit and spend lovely Jolene's. I'm next.
Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay mutable.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.